Blog Talk Radio.
Anyone based on gender or race. I'm voting for Barack Obama not because he's black. I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's brilliant.
Adam, where art thou?
Who is Barack Obama? Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth. If I had to name my greatest strength, I guess it would be my humility. Greatest weakness, it's possible that I'm a little too awesome.
It's not a police officer's job to discipline somebody's children. That's a parent's job. And if the parents don't step up and discipline their children, then they're going to see me and I won't be as charming as I normally am.
Good evening.
Hi,
folks.
Good evening. Oh.
Okay. And you're tuned into one of the best shows on TGRS Radio Network, one of the hottest shows, and one of the hottest hosts on the TGRS Radio Network, Ms. Kathleen Williams.
Thank you so much, Mr. Elias. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm here. I am here.
I know you're not feeling well, and I thank you so much for being here with me tonight. I appreciate it so much. I really do, and I want you to feel better.
Thank you, ma'am.
Are you taking anything?
Yes, some Theraflu, and it's helping every now and then, but ooh, this is a bad strain of it.
Oh, wow. And, you know, it's going around. I was sick for quite a bit, too, and it tries to hang in there. So plenty of vitamin C and plenty of rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
plenty
ma'am.
Of vitamin
I will take
C,
your
rest.
Advice.
Yeah. Do you have any?
I can't wait to. Yes, I do. I can't wait to dive into your show tonight because it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting show. And, ooh, I can't wait.
Well, me either. So we're going to be talking about women and why so many women are not making it down the aisle. You know, it's just it's an interesting thing. So many women that I talk to have been mentioning that they're interested in getting married. They have not been in relationships for years, some of them 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, some 10 years, and they have not been able to find a mate, and they're really interested in getting married. So, you know, how do we make this happen for them? You know, how do we change it, turn it around? And what's the reason that women aren't getting married? So that's the question that we have out there tonight. I hope I didn't lose everybody. So anyway, that's the question that we have out there tonight, and we are looking for folks to call in, talk with us about it. I'm expecting a guest on in just a few minutes. And before we go to the phone lines and take the calls in, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the upcoming holidays, of course. We are exactly 1 week away from Christmas. And, you know, every year, I say this, Christmas is, it catches me by surprise. It comes up really, really fast. And this year is even faster than ever. I cannot even believe it that it's Christmas time already. So I hope that, I hope everybody else is ready for it and everyone else is really getting involved in the real reason for the season. I hear a lot of people talking about the reason for the season. And as a matter of fact, one of a good friend of mine invited me to Mosque Number 7. For those of you who listen to the show, you've heard Minister Abdul Hafiz Muhammad, or Student Minister Muhammad, on the air oftentimes, and he is actually doing a giving a message on Christmas Day about the real reason for the season. Some people will tell you that because it is not the true birthday of Jesus Christ, that it is a holiday that has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. But that is actually the time of the year that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's not the time of the year that he was actually birthed, but it is the time of year that we celebrate him. So in that vein, just looking to yourself spiritually, reevaluating where you are, reevaluating your relationship with God, reevaluating where you are spiritually and where you want to be spiritually is really a very important thing at this particular time of year. And it's also important to take this opportunity out to just focus on love and sharing love with your family, with those less fortunate, with those who don't have family, starting around November when we start looking at giving thanks and being grateful and the gratitude that we have for everything that has been a part of our lives. Thanksgiving Day, spending time with family, and just that whole season from November straight through the New Year's holiday is a time where families get together to spend time. You know, the way that the world is right now, the speed with which the world is moving right now, as we look at technology, we look at the you know, what's going on in the news, what's going on around the world, as we look at how the world is blending. And because of the internet, of course, we have access globally to people everywhere, and it just causes us to move much faster. Again, we're looking at computers. I can send you a document in seconds, whereas before I would have to walk it down to the post, you know, print it, walk it down to the post office, get it stamped, and post office may not have had express service, put it in the mail, it's going to get to you in a week or two if I had to actually mail you something. And now things are just moving so much more quickly. So even on your job, most people are now recognizing that they're doing the work of three people as opposed to just one person. The demands on you are so much greater. And it's changing the way we live. It's changing the way we operate. It's increasing the amount of stress that people have in their lives. It's increasing the amount of work that people have to do, because now, as opposed to just having to respond to phone calls and answering your phone, now you have to answer your phone, you have to answer email, you have to answer text messages, and you have to be stay abreast of what's happening in several different newspapers, not only your local area newspaper, but your city paper, your state paper, and newspapers around the world. USA Today, U.S. News and World Reports, New York Times. No matter what state you happen to be in, you have to pick up the New York Times. No matter what state you happen to be in, you want to make sure that you're looking at USA Today. So all this and staying on top of what you have to do for your work, if you happen to work for a company or if you're working for yourself. So it just puts a tremendous amount of pressure on all of us to stay current and stay on top of what it is that we are committed here to do. So if that's just your job, and then on top of that, you are active in your community, you're raising a family, you have children, you've got a relationship, and so on and so forth, it's a challenge. It's really, someone must need to hear this tonight. Maybe it's me, because I certainly didn't intend to go there. But it's a challenge, and it's putting a lot of pressure on people, from youngsters, young adults, to adults to senior citizens. So, and I'm going to start with the seniors for a minute. For any of the seniors that happen to be listening right now, if you are in your 80s, for example, above 70s, 80s, 90 years old, just think about how you are now interacting with and communicating with the world. Even if you want to stay in touch with, let's just say you want to stay in touch with your grandchildren, now they're trying to send you a text message. You're like, what? Boy, you better get over here. Send me a text message? What are you talking about? You're going to send grandma a text message? Boy, you better get over here. You know, that one thing. And then on top of that, we're talking about, you know, senior citizens wanting to apply for their health care services or their health care, fill out their applications for health care, insurance, whatever it is that, you know, what else could they, you know, let's say they need Medicare services. The majority of the material is online. The majority of the information is going to be online. So, yes, they're doing mailings, but not as much. Even when you call your health care providers now and so forth, or if you're calling Medicare or Medicaid or something like that, they're referring you to the website. You can get more information on at www.getuptospeedontheinternet.com. You know, we're talking to people in their 80s and 90s. So we're pushing this mass movement of technology on people. Like it or not, you got to get caught up. And as a result of the technology and so forth, we are causing the world, in my opinion, to move 10 times faster, 10 times faster than it ever has. And for those people who are not into the tech savvy, not accustomed to being on the internet or interacting with technology using cell phones, it's very difficult. It is very difficult for them. So I just wanted to bring that up real quickly. I just felt the need to talk about that a little bit. So we said senior citizens, and we're talking about our young adults. If you think about that, the world is operating completely differently than it was when their parents were their age. So now trying to understand just what it means for someone 13, 12, 10 who's asking for a cell phone. They're like, boy, are you crazy? Cell phone? Cell phone, you're 10 years old, what do you need a cell phone for? But that's their orientation to life, being able to stay in touch with their friends who are texting, being in communication with people on these little devices that we've become so attached to carrying in our hands. I thought it was crazy for anybody under the age of 18 to have a cell phone too until 9/11. When I couldn't get in touch with my son for hours. He was and he was a block from the World Trade Center, and he didn't have a cell phone. You know, he didn't have a cell phone at that time, but he had one after that, I'll tell you that. And now when somebody tells me that their 10-year-old, 9-year-old, 8-year-old, 7-year-old even wants a phone, or they want to give their child a phone, I'm like, yeah, I can see it. I can definitely see it. You know, you put limitations on it, of course, but now, you know, I see the need for those things, whereas I didn't really see them before. And then the rest of us, again, of course, I already talked about how our jobs have changed and how so much more is demanded of us in the workplace because of how fast the world is moving today. So I think that's really very critical. And when we think about that, then, of course, we have to look at families. You look at families. You look at what's happening with the increase in the divorce rate right now. What's happening when you look, you know, you look at families, whether and it doesn't matter what nationality, we're talking about all races, all nationalities, not even just in the United States of America. We're seeing an increase in single-parent households headed by women, people trying to learn how to parent, co-parent out of different households, sometimes more than two households. And how does that really impact the family? What happens for women now when they are raising children and they are doing it without a spouse? How do they find the time to go out and date and find additional spouses? And even if you're not just talking about moms with kids, just women in general, everything is going on so quickly, moving so fast. Life is changing so dramatically and so drastically. We just have to figure out what is causing the decrease in marriages, what's causing the increase in divorce, what's the dynamic that's changing the family. Why are we seeing so many women single? Not just, I know when I was in my teens, 20s, and so forth, that was the age that you saw more people getting married, you know, 25, 26, 27, 28. They were getting married at that time. And now I have friends 30s, forget 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s that are not married, interested in being married. Some have never been married and are interested in being married. And there's this question. Some are just giving up, just plain old giving up, don't know what to do. So I posed this question yesterday, and all week long, actually, I've been talking about it, but yesterday I happened to have been speaking to a few ladies and gentlemen about this. What's the, you know, what's going on? Why aren't people married? And I have to laugh. First thing that comes up, women don't know how to cook. They better learn how to cook. They're not cooking. they don't know how to take care of men. And who wants to marry somebody who doesn't know how to cook? That's one of the first things. The next thing that came up, that was my friend Sharon actually who said that. The next thing people were saying is interaction, male-female interaction is much more challenging now than it used to be because women are so focused on their careers that they don't take the time or the interest in building relationships. So they just don't find it to be important. And when they do stop to think about it, like, oh, wait a minute, I haven't built up that aspect of my life, they're saying it's just too late now. You know, now you're in your well over 35, into your 40s. You've never had a relationship that has gone towards marriage. You're just thinking about now, what am I going to do about wanting to have kids and so on and so forth. But they spent so many of their earlier years focusing on getting through college. After you get through college, get through grad school, get another advanced degree, go out and get into the workplace. Now would you want to try and make partner or move up into the executive level? Oh, got to do something. Got to do something in the community. Bob. And then when is the focus on a relationship? When do you really learn how to submit, if you will? So these are the comments that are coming up from people now. What do men have to say about this? What do men have to say about the number of women, the vast number of women? Because we don't hear the same statistics about men, mind you. We don't hear the same statistics about men, that there are so many men over the age of 40 who are interested. Now, listen to what I'm saying. That are interested in being married but are not married. So I find that to be, something that's worthy of conversation, because I don't believe that this is exactly where people want to be. So let's see. So anyway, I just saw a message from Ronnie, And I was expecting her to be here with us tonight, and she's actually in church this evening. So she's not going to be joining us this evening. So let me see who's on the line over here right now. Hi, caller from 718 area code. Who is this?
They turned it blue.
Huh? Hello? Caller from 718 area code, are you there? 718-781. Okay, so possibly not listening at the moment, but we will have some other callers join in with us tonight. But anyway, so that's what we're talking about. I want to hear a little bit about what you have to say about that. And I am going to, here's another caller from 347 area code. And I'm going to live your mic. Let's see who this is, Pauline. Caller from 347 area code, ending in 63. Welcome to Adam, where art thou? How are you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Thanks so much for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We were just sitting here talking about the issue with women not being married, and why is it, and how do we get women down the aisle? How do we get women to the altar? What's the reason why so many women are unmarried and desiring to be married? That's the big issue, because so many women are saying, listen, not only am I not married, but I haven't been in a significant relationship for years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, and it looks like it's never going to happen. What's the deal? What do you think the problem is?
You know what? I think it
Tell everybody your name first. Tell everybody your name.
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Thanks so much for calling in. It's great to have you.
Thanks so much, Kathleen. I think mainly in terms of, communication, women usually want to, communicate, and it has to be a 50-50. Some men want to, some men don't. But I think, women, they want to have a companion, somebody who they could sit down and talk with and share their thoughts with. And you have some men that are like that also. So, a woman really has to find somebody who wants to have that same type of communication. And I think that's, really, really key in having a happy marriage, just communication. Even if it's something that you don't want to hear, you have to communicate, because – if you don't, you're bottling up things, you're not talking, opinions are throwing left and right, assumptions are throwing around left and right, and then you turn around and it's like, okay, what happened? Some women are really, really over-aggressive. Some men are really, really over-aggressive. You have to come to a medium. That's just my opinion. You have to come to a medium.
A good and find in somebody who's a good match for you is
right.
Sounds like that's going to be really important too. But even before we get to communication, Sharon, we hear so many women are saying they just can't find anybody to date. They just can't find anybody to date, much less get down the aisle. And once they get into relationships, it's just not going that way. So I can see when you're in a relationship, making sure that communication is really strong. But why is it that we're seeing so many women that are just single? What do you think?
I don't know. Because here's the thing with me. I met my husband in high school, and we're still together.
Wow.
So, I mean, and that's the same thing with my parents. My parents are married 43 years. So we have longevity in terms of, we met them in high school. We met them in our late teens, in our early teens, 18, 19 years old. We got married. We started our family early, and you grew. So So we pretty much, you know, neither one of us are going anywhere. That's what we tell each other. You know, we get on each other's nerves. We do whatever, and you know, and it's a fight sometimes. But we know neither one of us are going anywhere. And I think that's what you know what I know. I have a lot of girlfriends that fall into that same category. They're like, I just can't find a decent man. I just can't find somebody just to at least have a conversation with.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the PlayStation, the Xbox that's like messing up their brain cells for this new generation. I don't know what it is, but you have very limited amount of men that actually do not want to just sit down and play video games, or just, you know, does not look at a professional life that you know, even if they don't have a business, or if they don't, you know, just to hold a conversation with current events, just to hold a conversation with somebody, you have a very small pocket. But I shouldn't say small pocket. I shouldn't say that. You have a lot of them. The question is, where are they? Either they're married, they're dating already, or they are, you know, overseas. I don't know. I don't know. But a lot of my girlfriends are not finding them.
Yeah, mine too, and it's spanning a lot of ages, generations. So I'm looking at young ladies in their well, the majority of the ladies are not in their 20s. The ones when I start to hear the complaints, they're in their 30s, they're in their 40s, they're in their 50s. Some of them are in their 60s. Some have never been married at all. Some have been married and divorced, like, in the first 2-3 years. And, you know, and others are just like, you know what the heck, let me just go ahead, live my life, have my career, and keep it moving, because it doesn't seem like it's happening. It's happening for them. And I'm just, and I really don't have the answer, but I do know that it's, you know, our families in general are being impacted by this. Our children, the next generations, are being impacted by this, because they're seeing more and more single-parent households. And what happens is the kids don't get an opportunity to see what it's like to have a successful marriage or see marriage work. And consequently, they don't have a model to work towards. So if they're not getting married, then, you know, you know, what's, they're like, okay, this is just kind of how it is. And I, for one, think that that's a problem, especially, you know, when you start looking at, if you start looking at various communities, if you start looking at the Black community and you see almost 70% of the household without a father in the house, that means, okay, well, mom's not married. So then what happens with the kids? The kids don't get an opportunity to see successful marriage, and then it's not something that they're drawn to, or, you know, thinking about that they want to do.
And you're right. It does affect the coming generation, because if you see your mom, you know, a single mom, you see her working her two jobs, or if you even see your mom, she's a successful businesswoman, and she's doing great, you know, as a child growing up, you're going to say, you know what, my mom did it. Why do I have to, you know, go and go find somebody to make equal? I make myself equal. I make myself whole. So you're right. I mean, the generation shows that, you know, if you're successful and you're single, your kid, you have kids, or, you know, you see other or other kids see that, they're like, you know what, why am I even going to go through the drama? Because everybody knows a marriage takes time. It takes work. It's not easy. You're going to get the different personalities. You're going to get the split personalities. You're going to get different things. So people see, what I want to deal with that if I can make myself whole by myself. And sometimes, listen, nothing wrong with, you know, having a side piece to get me going or whatever. And then I put it to the side, and then I just focus. So you're right. You know, if you see that, they're just going to, and it's going to be a cycle. It's going to be a cycle and cycle, because I'll be honest with you, my parents are from old school. They're from the West Indies. My grandmother and my grandfather have been married, they've been married 63 years before my grandfather passed away.
Mm.
My mother and father
years.
Is married.
Wow.
Yeah. My mother and my father, 43 years. Me and my husband are married 16 years, going on 17 years next year. So
congratulations.
It's a cycle, thank you. But, you know, you put work into it. So people will see,
yeah.
Well, why would I want to put work into it if I have, if I'm successful and I don't have to deal with the personalities, I don't have to deal with the attitudes, I don't have to deal with this, I don't have to deal with that. I got my good career. I have a good job. I have this. I have that. What's wrong? Why can't I be by myself? And a lot of people are now settling for that.
Yeah, and it's difficult. And I think, too, we come up, what we see more of, or at least what I notice, is that this is a throw-it-away society. So, you know, you purchase this, it's not working, get rid of it. You are, you know, in a friendship, it's not working, get rid of it. Find somebody
right.
else. You get to a job, it's not working, or, you know, even the jobs, whereas people used to stay on their jobs 10, 15, 20 years, retire from the same
yeah.
job and so forth.
Yeah.
That is just not the case anymore. So you don't even see it at work. And that's not even just the employees, but the employers have no commitment.
Right.
So it's
yeah.
almost like you see it from, you see it from,
it's from
the
four angles.
Yeah. From the society is designed this way now, that we,
yeah.
you know, we are not committed to anything, really, except self,
mm-hmm.
you know, making sure that,
right.
you know, the company is looking for the bottom, right, the bottom line, we're looking for the dollar, and, you know, and then the other thing, too, is what you see on television is instead of the constant celebration of unions, the only union that I saw celebrated overwhelmingly so was the royal couple when they got married. But aside from that, what I hear from Kobe, what do I hear so much about Kobe? He bought his wife that diamond ring, that super big diamond ring, when he got in trouble, and now when he's there. They have just filed for divorce. So now it's like all over the news that we hear
right.
about them splitting up. But not, I didn't hear as much about Kobe when his kids were born. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know he had two daughters. I know now because I hear that they're splitting up. So we celebrate the drama and the breakup. And very little time is spent celebrating the unions. You know, people got all excited when they thought that Will and Jada were going to break up. You know, and it was almost like you could hear people saying, oh, dang, they're staying together. You know?
right.
You know, so we celebrate the breakup. And I think that is part and parcel to something that maybe even on, just like you're talking about in your family, maybe even on just on a, just in our families, if we can celebrate, listen, grandma and grandpa were together 63 years. It was until death did they part. You know, mom and dad were married 43 years, is it?
43. Mm-hmm.
43 years. And, you know, let's talk to them about how they did it as opposed to giving up. And one more thing I wanted to say, too. I remember years ago, even just in my family, my parents were married, I can't even remember how many years, but it was well over 40 years. But my cousin got married to a guy who was, a guy, they couldn't make that marriage work, let's put it that way. But even still, with the complications in the marriage and knowing that was not something that was going to work out, even still, before they broke up, everybody in the family sat down and talked to them. You know, it's like, okay,
right.
what's going on? You need some help. You know, what's he doing? Is there a way that we can make this work? How, you know, that was the
right,
situation.
Exactly. That doesn't happen today.
It doesn't happen today.
No, that doesn't happen today. It's like, I'm leaving, that's it, or it's not going to happen.
Right.
I'm not staying with him. I'm not staying with her. I just can't deal with them. They're crazy. They're this, they're that, they, you know, whatever. There is no, can we work this out? There is none.
Right. And I think that's a problem. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to see people getting in your business, so they don't talk about it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the past, you didn't have to have people getting in, ask them to get in your business. They knew what was going on because
mm-hmm.
families were coming together for dinner. You know, we were spending holidays together. We know if there's a problem. And, you know, hey, what's going on over what's going on with
right.
you all? Let's help you
right,
work it
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
And I think that's important. We have a couple of callers on the line that have been holding patiently that want to make a comment. So we will introduce you to in the air. Please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and give us your comment, please. Covina Mann, your mic is live.
Are
Hello?
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
It's a little hard to hear you. If
oh,
you could
dear.
Speak up a little louder, that'd be great.
You know what? Could you come back to me? I have to change location.
Yep, I sure can. No problem.
Okay,
thanks. Okay, caller from the 317 area code. Your mic is live. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Kathleen, you know who this is.
Oh, hey, how are
Steve
you?
Steve from Indianapolis.
Yeah,
hey, ladies, on here tonight. And, you know, what about this list? You know, this, I keep thinking this is a long list. Kathleen, what's on your list?
I don't know what you're talking
what's
about.
On the list, you know, a list, you know, single black women and this long list of everything they want and, you know, the TV shows, why are so many black women single and, you know, how that plays into the angry black woman. I mean, is it, you know, six pack, six figures, you know, 6 foot five? I mean, what's the list?
Oh,
can you
okay.
speak
well,
about
that's,
that?
That's an interesting comment as well. So the question is there are women too demanding, are too demanding or unrealistic? Are they looking for too much for in a man, and is that why they can't find somebody? I'm not really sure. Sharon, you have anything to say about that? She might be on mute. Caller from 718 area code. The last three digits of your number is 979 in the 718 area code. Your mic is live. Tell us your name and where you call from.
Hi, greetings. This is Shawnee. I'm from Queens.
Hi, Shawnee. How are you?
I'm well, sis. I'm so glad that this conversation is live and in effect. It's overdue. I was just talking about this with someone yesterday, so, you know, definitely right on time regarding the conversation, especially around the holiday season when people, I think, are very, very present to the fact that they're not in a committed relationship with someone, watching everything that's going on as far as connection with family and friends and loved ones. I think, you know, it's very, very, it's like ignited the fact that they're not in a relationship. So I'm just thinking about the brother that just spoke. I didn't hear his name, but I think it's absolutely apropos to have clarity about what it is that you're looking for in a mate, because anything that you do haphazardly, anything that you do not plan for, anything that you don't have a vision about is going to unfold in ways that don't necessarily serve you. And I know in my life, because I haven't been clear and definitive with the Creator, with the universe, about what I desire in relationship and intimate partnership, that based on that lack of clarity, I've gotten very imbalanced connections with people. So I heard what he said about the six figures and the six pack, just thinking about some of the superficiality too and the stuff that is based on what we've been taught in our younger years about what's ideal as far as a mate and looking at the visuals as opposed to, you know, what is going on internally with people. I think we've gone in the wrong direction. But I do think that it's definitely necessary to be clear and decisive about what it is that you desire in a partnership with someone, but not superficial in your development of that list, of course.
That's a great point. That's a very good point. And I've heard so much about the list, and that particularly, you know, when it comes to women, that the list is what's preventing them from finding somebody, and also that the list is unrealistic, or that they are not, they themselves are not what they have on their list. So
exactly.
You look right.
Adam,
where are thou?
Oh, it sounds like we're going to
break. From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jael Snyder. Some supporters of Republican Herman Cain are finding themselves looking elsewhere today now that their candidate for the GOP presidential nomination has suspended his campaign. Katie Page attended Cain's announcement in Atlanta and says she's sorry things turned out the way they did.
I feel sad, but we're all behind Herman Cain, and we understand the sacrifices been for me and his family, and we're going to continue on with our purpose, and that is to get Barack Obama.
Sorry about that, everybody. We went to break without a signal, so I'll just put that on mute for just a second, so we can just finish that last thought. But absolutely, so that the ladies are not matching their own list, so making it unrealistic. So in the event that they themselves are looking for the perfect guy, that how is it that you will find the perfect person if you don't match what that person would be looking for? So I think that that's something to also consider as well. You know, that's something to think about. Sharon, you have anything to say about that?
You there? Hello?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I actually had to mute the phone for a minute with the baby.
That's okay.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't even know, in terms of when you look for a mate, when you look for somebody. I know in terms of when I was looking for my husband, like I said, we were high school. Obviously, when you're in high school, you're not looking for anyone. But he pretty much, like, already co-signed. Not co-signed, but already made it a stamp that this is my wife in high school. So I'll be honest with you. I mean, we have been together from high school, so we really didn't, like, experience other relationships and things like that. We went from high school to college and so forth, you know, started the family. So, I mean, I'm happy with my husband. I am really, really happy. So I guess I'm one of those rare people that – I don't look at a list. I didn't even know about the list or anything like that because of the fact that I've been with him. I didn't even know what the list meant.
Yeah,
he's
got to be 6 foot. He's got to be in shape. He's got to make 6 figures. He's got to have a car, a nice car. You know, he's got to have his own house. Da 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 da. That's the list.
Well, you know what? We did that together. Well, my husband, put it like this. My husband is already 6 foot. He was playing. He was playing ball for his school. You know, so I guess did he automatically fall into that category of the list? Yes. We built our investments together. We did that together. So it wasn't something that I had to go and look for. And I know, you know what my father told me when I was younger, and I guess that was what his mother told him, or his dad or whatever, was that it's always good to find somebody at a young age so you can grow with them and you can see the wrongs and the rights. And, you know, you can pretty much, you know, correct each other as you're going along. Because people get set in their ways. People get set in their ways, and they don't want to change. So when you get to 25, 30, you're set in your ways. And now you're trying to meet somebody who's also set in their ways. And it may not be the same path. So it'll clash.
That's a good point.
That stuck in my head all the time. And you know, and you know, that was something that
well, I'm going to open up the mic again to the music, and we'll ride out the rest of this break. You're listening to Adam, Where Art Thou? The number is 909-265-9189, and press 1 if you'd like to talk. I'd love to have you. We have quite a few people on the line. Love to have your comments. We're going to go to the rest of this break, and we'll be back in just a second. Oh, that was perfect timing. So we're back live. We're back live, and I am still going to go ahead and take a real quick news break, and we'll be back in just a quick second. All right.
Welcome to Esprinet News, 90-second news break. The Internal Revenue Service has more than $150 million it would like to give to deserving taxpayers. Nearly 100,000 taxpayers are owed tax refunds, but the IRS is unable to give them the money due to mailing address errors. Visit IRS.gov. The nation's first free broadcasting network aimed at African American audiences is now on air in Philadelphia, the nation's fourth largest media market. Atlanta-based Bounce TV, a free channel, is geared toward black viewers aged 25 to 54. The network is in more than 24 cities. Online shoppers spent a record amount on Cyber Monday, making it the biggest online shopping day in history. Online sales rose 22% to $1.25 billion. Sales the day after Thanksgiving rose 7% to $11.4 billion, the largest ever spent. Enterprising Swedish schoolmistress Yova Marie Thompson has opened the world's first international sex school to teach its students how to be better lovers. Now, the Australian International Sex School in Vienna offers hands-on lessons in seduction for $2,500 a term. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Esprinet News.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. And we did have another comment from Covina Man who wanted to talk with us. So tell us your name, please, and where you're calling from. Welcome to Adam, Where Art Thou, Covina Man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good evening. It's Covina Man. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Can you speak up just a little bit? It's still hard to hear you.
Okay, I'm trying to speak up. Yeah, my comment is I think you really have to diagnose like why it is a man wants to get married, because a man isn't really just going out and getting married like he's going to go out and have sex or go out and buy a car. You know, that's going to be a marriage, going to be a very serious commitment. So a man needs a reason to get married. And if he's getting pretty much the sex that he wants from his from a woman, he really doesn't have I really need to go out and marry and put a ring on it and take the risk of losing half his investments and all that stuff. So I think that you really need to look at and ask a guy why he wants to get married. You know, originally a guy wanted to get married because he had a legacy. He had something that his parents and his previous generations passed down to him, and he was going to pass that to someone else. But, you know, nowadays it's just a woman, she's developing her own education, her own path in life economically. A man's role is therefore lessened. It's taken away from the man. So the man really doesn't have a role in the relationship like he was, you know, originally did. So the man is feeling like, well, if I don't have that role and I can get the sex for free, there's no need to make that financial investment and take the risk of losing whatever I have built. Because, you know, nowadays, you know, when you get married, you're taking on the government and the legal institution, that they become one with your marriage. Instead of God becoming, it used to be a man, woman, and the government. And a man is going to do the benefit cost analysis on that situation.
I'm not sure if that's your line or if it's mine. We're getting a tremendous amount of feedback. Is that your line?
Oh, it could be. I apologize for that.
Oh, okay. So what was the very last thing you just said?
I said a man needs to be a do a cost benefit analysis on getting married.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Then, and there goes another important point, because are we looking, if we're just looking at it as a business now, that's something to really think about. If we're just looking at it as a business, if women are wanting to get married and men are not, and Sharon, that goes right back to what you said earlier about, you know, you and your husband building together, and when you are in your 30s or you're in your 40s and so forth, now you're looking at your financial, your net worth, as opposed to your desire to be in love and in a marriage. And you know, it's more than, to me, it's just more than just whether or not you can get the sex for free. I mean, I'm still thinking about family and children, and yes, he mentioned legacy, and you know, and all of that bringing together so that we are moving as a unit, and I'm supporting you, you're supporting me, we together are supporting our kids, and you know, I don't know, is that old school, or what, you know, like, what's the deal? Somebody help.
It is old school.
But that's what works.
Not the flavor of it right now. I mean, you know what? People do look at marriage as a business now. They do. Mm-hmm. What are you bringing to the table?
Mm-hmm.
What are you bringing to the table? If you're not bringing nothing to the table, I can do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can find somebody that can bring this to the table.
Or,
I mean, everything is going, the economy, the economy is going up. The economy is going, everything is increasing. Everything is increasing. So if you have somebody that's not really bringing nothing to the table, then you're pretty much, the person's going to seem like just a regular dependent to you.
Mm, wow.
No grown woman or grown man wants that. No grown woman or grown man wants that. They're dependent.
But, and that's true. So, okay, so what, now part of what we're here talking about tonight is how do we get more women down the aisle? How do, you know, if the women are desiring to be married, are we saying that it's not possible for them to get down the aisle? How do we get, you know, help more women see options for marriage? Okay, are we saying, okay, you got to get married? You meet your mate in high school. That's one option, like you did, Sharon. Or what else? What are the other options for women who want to be married?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, I have a girlfriend who met her husband. I mean, she had to have been in her late 30s. She met her husband at a bar. And, you know, they were just talking and, you know, and they hit it off really well. You know, everybody thought that this was the one. And, you know, they look really, really cute. And then it turned out that it didn't work out. So I don't know what, I mean, even high school doesn't work, because I know, you know, you meet somebody, you know, here's the folklore of the Caribbean. If you have a huge wedding and you get married young, no, if you have a huge wedding, your marriage doesn't last. And,
yes,
and so, you know, that's, you heard that also, right? That's like with the Caribbean thing. Don't have a big, big wedding. Your marriage won't last long. Have something really small and intimate. You know, so, you know, Caribbean people go off of that. They find somebody. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've known people that have made it a strictly, this is business, I'm going to get married to you because I want to be permanent. And they ended up lasting longer than people who actually showed that they loved each other. I don't know what the answer is for people to you know, to get to find their perfect mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know guys that pretty much pay women to just listen to them. Just listen to them. You know, you have some women that don't listen.
You have some men that don't listen. I don't know what the characteristic, I don't know what the criteria is. I really don't. Where do you find somebody? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's the $1 million question. That's the $1 million question and answer that everybody is looking for, both men and women. Where can I find a perfect mate? How can I find a perfect mate?
And I know a lot of people are looking for love online. You know, they're looking for their options online. And I know I've told some ladies that were telling me that they were looking for mates to try online dating. I've said that to people. You know, give it a shot. See, you know, maybe it'll work. Because I've heard of quite a few people say that I don't know anybody who's married a person that they met online, but I have friends who said that they have friends who have married a person that they met online. I also hear a lot of Christian women say, you know, women aren't supposed to be looking for men in the first place. They should be waiting on their Boaz to show up. You know, I hear that a lot as well. You know, I don't seem to hear a particular theme that works, but I do hear what doesn't work, and I don't know what that necessarily means, but I know for sure people are saying that if you're not communicating with your partner, that doesn't work. If you are not honest and willing to make sacrifices and, you know, be, you know, submissive and so forth, that doesn't work. If you are nagging and fighting constantly and ornery, that doesn't work. I do hear that quite a bit. So, you know, it's we know a lot about what doesn't work, but what does work is, you know, doesn't necessarily come as easily. You know, that information doesn't come as easily. Let me see if the caller from 646, your number ends in 358. If that person is listening now, and your mic is live, 646. Your number ends in 358. Are you there, caller? No, that person. Possibly they're muted. We'll wait just a second for you to unmute your mic. 646 area code, and your number ends in 4358. Your mic is live. Let us know your name and where you're calling from. And I think, we have another caller on the line who has raised their hand. And a caller from the 912 area code, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Tiffany. I'm actually in Virginia.
Oh, hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you. Tell us your comment.
I was just calling in.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear the last bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. So I just saw your hand raised, so that's why I opened your mic. Well, if you decide you want to say something, just, you know, press one, jump, and I will let you back in. No problem. And I think this is Steve who does have a comment. Steve, your mic is live. Did you raise your hand again?
I'm back in action. Yes, I'm back in action. I had to unmute the mic. And the last caller did have touch upon a good point when he was talking about how, it's like the culture is different now. So that's another factor, too. And some men, they'll stay with 10 years, and they won't even bring up marriage, you know. And a lot of people are in dead end relationships or people that don't want to get married. And it's like, if he really wants to be with you, he'll marry you within normally a year. But I told women that, and they don't want to hear it, but they end up in 5-year relationships, wasting time with people that don't want to marry them, but just want to sleep with them or be with, you know. So it's like you're holding on to half a man. He doesn't really want to be with you, but he'll just use you as practice until he moves on to the next woman. So what's your comment about, what's your statement about that, Kathleen?
Thank you again, Steve, for another interesting comment. And well, let me see. Someone else has raised their hand, so let me go to that line. The caller 626 area code, 626 area code. Your phone number ends in 04. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this Kofina, man, I had to call in on a different line. I wanted to.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah,
do you have a comment?
Yeah, I think the other thing is, like what Steve was just saying, that because of the culture changing, because, you know, marriage used to be something that the people depended on.
That blame.
Right, they depended on each
hold
other.
Hold on one second.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. No, you can go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think people depended on each other, and so marriage was not only a mutual arrangement, but it was almost a necessity, because the guy had to go out and do what he had to do in society, and he needed that helpmate, somebody to take care of the home, take care of the family, while he does, you know, his manly duty. But because the society has changed, in some communities, the man has pretty much been kicked out of the relationship and replaced by either a welfare check or a child support payment. So if the man's has just been kicked out. So marriage is no longer a necessity for women, and it used to be a necessity. And with the evolution of, you know, women's rights and women's, you know, liberation, and women can have sex without, you know having the pill and so on and so forth, because of that cultural change, marriage has also changed. And so now you have two people, a man and a woman, who's basically socialized to find someone else that's not in their circle. Like, men want that traditional wife, but there's no traditional women. And women want what's called what people call a on-point simp, somebody who makes the money but has a woman run everything. Like, she wants to be that man's sexual partner and that man's mother. So it's like, There, men aren't socialized to be like that. The guys that socialize to be like that are usually homosexual guys or something like that. And the men who, you know, they're looking for something that no longer exists. So you have people that's incompatible nowadays, and they're just going more and more or further and further apart.
That's interesting. We have, and thank you for your comment, Kofina Man. I appreciate that. That's a really important and interesting comment, because we've heard a lot about that, or we've talked a lot about that with regards to women, whether they are traditional women or not, and we're looking for traditional habits, if you will, of women who are interested in cooking and cleaning and taking care of the family and all of that. Is that traditional, and is that what men are looking for? And then instead of that, they get a career woman who's saying, okay, well, I want you, sir, to cook and clean and take care of the kids and so forth. So, you know, that's an interesting point too, and we'll probably come right back around to that. We have a couple of calls on our TJRS radio network. We have Mr. Elias. Who did you say was first, Mr. Early?
Universal Moore, Kathleen.
Oh, okay.
Universal
Moore. Welcome to Adam. Where Art Thou, Universal? How are you? Thanks for calling. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Universal Moore. I'm calling from Philadelphia. Uh-huh. I agree with what the gentleman said just before me. There is a grafted mentality that is placed on men and women. We have this paradigm of what a marriage is and what love is, and these definitions of these words are subjective truths. In order for two to agree and to come on one accord, that has to be an agreement that is exclusive between the two, and they actually are considerate of each other's space just as one is considerate of his or her own body. What we find is that as far as the relationships on a basic level, people have these blind loopholes and dark winding staircases without the flavor of Kool-Aid rules, if you can understand my nonsense. And just dealing with nonsense. It's like sometimes when I talk about my wife, I really do think and in my experience that I have the perfect relationship, and it being perfect because the movements of our relationships are based on the flaws that we share. So it's just as good to have a partner that's communicating with you, which is important, and moving in the same direction as you. And a lot of women have their own agendas, just as a lot of men. A lot of women do take on that grafted mentality of, I'm the mom, I'm going to, you know, and they already have a complex towards men as being inferior. They don't look at the man as an equal, and every flaw that the man has, rather than help them, they will point it out. And men do the same thing to women. So what I say is this: when it comes to love with my wife, if it was Mr. Elliott, if she saw him and was struck with beauty and said, I want to be with him, I can't stop her, nor would I want to. And when you truly experience, not know, when you experience what love is, then relationships become easier. They become much easier, and people find in your simplicity and honesty that women, well, for me, women find stability. I mean, I'm not the best looking guy, but the energy that I convey to a lot of women, I get questions: Are you married? Are you single? You know, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Let me ask you this, though. What is it that what we want to find out also for women, on the benefit of women, because it's kind of passion over what the problems are as we talk about that, also getting to the answer of what can increase the number of women who want to be married getting married? What can get them down the aisle? Is there something that women need to do? Is there something that we need to share with men? What is it that will help to make this shift so that our younger folks will see more marriages and be more interested in marriage, or is that a fairy tale?
Well, I think the problem is simple. For a woman to walk down the aisle, a man is not going to care about a woman if she doesn't care about herself. And a man is not going to be able to love a woman in the full capacity if she's not in love with herself or having a profound knowledge of self. And when I say that, I know people say it all the time, you know thyself and know self, you know, and a lot of people are confused on how you do that. And the only way you can do that is by setting your own guidelines for yourself and sticking to self. And if you have if you have low self-esteem and you don't know self, you're going to attract a guy that wants women with low self-esteem. And because any real man that has love for himself is not going to get in a relationship with you in that condition. He'll help you out in that condition, and then it will be time for a relationship. So one of the main priorities for a woman to walk down the aisle or to have a relationship based on fortitude is to have her know herself, to communicate with herself, know how she is,
okay,
know
great.
What it is that she wants.
Great, great. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that. And Mr. Elliott, you said Mr. Early was on the line. Jay Early was on the line as well.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, Jay? Thanks for calling.
Fantastic, Kathleen.
Tell everybody where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Jay Early. I'm calling from Germany. It's about 2:10 a.m. in the morning here, and I just happened to stumble onto this show.
So tell us your thoughts.
Wow. are we speaking, first of all, because I came in late, are we speaking of women in general, or are we just speaking of black women? Which one?
We are speaking about women in general, and certainly if you want to focus on black women, that is not a problem, because the majority of the women that have spoken to me about this issue are black women.
Okay. You know, one thing you have to take into consideration, this is 2011. I'm almost approaching very fastly 2012. So from the time that I was out there courting, okay, to now, times have really changed because of technology and a lot of things. There are a lot of reasons, and too many of them. So I'm going to try to see if I can narrow them down just a little bit. One of the biggest things is women don't have a lot of options. Okay? Now, I'm going to take it from a black woman's side. She doesn't have a lot of options if, one, she limits herself to just her race. Okay? So first of all, personal opinion, I'm just giving my opinion, you have to open your mind, okay? Two, you have to travel to different parts of the country, different parts of the world, all right? And I'm trying to tell you why I'm saying that, is because, number one, because of what's going on in society right now, such as the fact that a lot of our young black men end up in jail, sometimes for stupid reasons. And to give you a good example, you probably heard about this NFL football player, just got arrested. His last name is Hurd. I can't remember what team he plays for, but it was shocking to me because when I went back and did my homework, I found out he was making over $2 million a year and decided to get busted for selling drugs. Stupidity.
Yeah.
Okay. But the limitations are placed on our women because of the fact that, sad to say, society is pushing a number of our young men into jail or into crime. The other thing is taking the time to be courted. Now, that's, I don't care if you're black or white. Okay, what am I saying about that? A lot of women are not making the man wait. And what I mean by wait to get the goodies. All right.
The cookie, as Steve Harvey would call it.
Thank you. They're not making him wait, you know. And I'm like this. I know I'm going back a long time, but when I was a player, I didn't marry the women that I played with. I married the woman that I couldn't get.
Mm.
Okay. Or let's say that made me work hard to get her. Let's put it that way. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so and that'll come about in a lot of cases. A man wants to work for that woman that he wants to become Mrs. Jones, Jackson, Early, whatever. That's the way I see it, okay?
Okay.
So young women of today, really, believe me, you know, they have it very hard. And, you know, I pray for them. I'm also a believer in this. If you don't rush and you let your spirit take over, they will guide you to the person that you need to be with. Because normally when we make choices, it's the wrong choice anyway.
Wow.
Okay, so there has to be a spiritual connection involved in that process also.
And I totally believe in that. I think that's absolutely true. And thank you so much for calling, Jay. I really appreciate your call. Not only because
okay, now look, when you do the show about...
Go ahead.
Tag me, okay.
When I do the show about what?
How to stay married for 43 years, then you can call me. I'll come back.
Okay. We'll do. And Sharon will come back, too. Because her parents have been married for 43 years, and she's at 16. So,
hey,
you know, congratulations.
Parents were married 43 years. I thought about myself, you know. And believe me.
How long have you been married?
43 years, yes.
You have
those types of marriages are sacred. They are. Let me say this, because this is very important, okay? When you talk about marriage, one thing that's hard for a lot of people to believe is that when you first get married, you're not in love. It's infatuation,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
love is something that builds with the years. It does not happen. It's like you're saying, okay, I believe I want to be with this person the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to know that person. So you have a choice. You get to know them out of marriage, or you get to know them in the marriage.
Amen. Thank you. That's right. And
right.
I know that that's absolutely true, because it takes a while to get to
know
people. And so I'm going to bring on a beautiful butterfly now. She's holding and has a comment for us. So thank you so much for calling Jay Early from Germany. I appreciate that. Mr. Elias, the beautiful butterfly, are you on the line?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, good. Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling.
No problem. It's a great, great topic. And I think, you know, as far as women goes, Kathleen, it's just, for we as women, we, in the amount of women that I have talked to when it comes to relationships, we have so many standards and so many expectations. And it's not nothing wrong with standards or expectations, but when you set them so high that you yourself can't reach them, you know, that's a problem. And then you want a man to, you know, be able to reach those certain, you know, criteria that you have set up for him. And then we as women, you know, we hold on to certain things. And when we hold on to certain things as far as past hurt of what we experienced, we take that into somebody new that comes into our lives. And 9 times out of 10 end up pushing them off because of what we're harboring inside. You know, so I think that we have to get ourselves, work on us first, then try to get in a relationship and develop a relationship with someone else, you know. And women just are, some women are afraid of just to be vulnerable and allow a man to love you and allow him to show you that he truly cares for you, you know, because of things they have dealt with. So I think for women, it has to be a part of you that allows that part to let go and say, you know what, I want to be happy. This is a great man who loves me and cares about me, so I'm going to, you know, take this and run with it. You know, but we have such high expectations sometimes that we just run off the good ones. You know, we truly do from time to time. We just run off the good ones. And then we sit in here and we see other people getting married. You know, one of my girlfriends did the same thing. Most of us, it was probably about a group of 8 of us in college, and everybody is married in that group except her. And she's like, oh, I want to get married. Like I told her, marriage is not something you rush into. And that's the thing, I think a lot of women, they want to get married, but they have no idea what it means to be married. They have no idea what it means to be a wife, you know, to make those commitments and sacrifices that you have to make in a marriage. You know, so I have to tell her, you know, you have to do things at the pace that it should go. You know, you want a lot of women who want to walk around with the ring, but they don't want the obligations or the sacrifices that come along with being in a marriage. You know,
Now, can you give me just like a couple of those?
Well, you have a clearer
understanding.
Yeah, when I did a show pertaining to some of that, you know, for some women, you know, they felt like they were going to have to change who they are if they got married. And you know, my thing is, if you're with someone and they took the step to ask you to marry them, they have accepted you for who you are. You know, so hopefully they're not in it to try to change who you are. And, you know, some women feel like they're, won't have that independence. And then you have someone when it comes to the submissiveness, you know. A lot of women definitely don't want to talk about that when it comes to a relationship, about being submissive, because there's all kind of definitions that's tagged on to being submissive. You know, some women think, oh, I got to do everything and follow everything he says. You know, no. You know, and some people have to really work around that situation. So I think people just throw a lot of different scenarios in there that, you know, makes them look at marriage in a negative way. You know, but if they look at it from a positive side, it definitely, you know, can be a beautiful thing.
That's a great point. That is a great point. So, Bianca, tell everybody where they can find you on Blog Talk Radio, because you have a show as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful butterfly show. It's on Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when we do our topics. And Fridays is our poetry show. And Saturday is our late night music show. So we have a great time.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Mr. Jay Early has a show, too. And I forgot to ask him about his his time, but definitely you can find him on Blog Talk Radio, Jay Early. I think a lot of the folks here, Covina Man and Steve, may have shows as well, so I'll get that information out to all of you. And it's almost 20 minutes after. I think we might be coming up on our final break. Let me run over to the chat room over on at. Okay, so I think Mr. Elias is trying to tell me something. but what I did want to make sure that we talked about too is, you know, in order to, oh, we have Don Calypso on the line. Okay, do we have time to take that call now, Mr. Elias? Can you open Don Calypso's mic so we can hear her comments also?
It's open.
Oh, okay. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Kathleen, how are you doing? This is your favorite Haitian abomination, Don Calypso.
Great.
Calling
great.
From
thanks
the Philadelphia.
So
oh,
the Philadelphia.
Yes, I'm calling from Philadelphia in the great commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Is it really that bad? I didn't even know that we had... Okay, well, go ahead. Tell us your comment.
Well, my thing is, I'm not a woman, so I don't know what the experience, but based on my limited observation since being in this country as far as the Black American community, I mean, it's a twofold factor. On one end, yeah, you have a lot of guys, you know, who are screwing up. You know, Jay talked about, you know, the guys going into the whole prison industrial complex, you know, they get in a life of crime, they get arrested. You also have a case of women having unrealistic expectations. I mean, one thing is you have some women who have this expectation that a guy who's still in college, they may expect him to already have a house, a nice car, a high-paying job. When a guy is in his early 20s, even if he is monogamy-minded, he's just starting up. You got to be willing to build with him. But some women, they want the guy to already have it. And as far as in the Black community, there's other issues. I mean, I don't want to do the stereotypical say, oh, Black women are loud and stuff, because, you know, that's not true. You have some who are like that, but it's not all. But one issue there is that, from my observation, a Black man who, let's say, finishes college, finishes grad school, you know, 25, 26 years old, who has no kids, who just gets started in the career, has a good job, he may be hard-pressed to meet a young woman who doesn't have any kids from a previous relationship with whom he can start and build a family. He can find someone who's maybe good character, would appreciate him, but in all likelihood, she may have had a child from a guy who was the antithesis of what he is. You know, when she was younger, she may have had a taste for the bad boys and all the stuff that is not conducive to marriage. She may have wisened up, grown up, but she still has an offspring by that dude. And some guys who want marriage, they may not want to deal with that.
And I was just getting ready to ask you that question. So your point might be that if for women who have children already, that reduces the likelihood that reduces their options as far as marriage goes?
Well, not just marriage, relationship. Well, depends on the kind of guy. Now, she can meet a guy who's a great guy who also is a single parent, and there's an understanding, they both are in a similar situation, that might go along well. But let's say a guy, a young whippersnapper who wants to start a family, who has no kids of his own, that's a tough pill to swallow. Or even if she doesn't have kids, but let's say she used to mess with what I call Pookie, Ray Ray, Dayquil, Jaquan, Shantavious. If she used to mess with those guys, you know, it kind of lowers her market value, so to speak, in the eyes of men who want something serious, because if a woman was attracted to the antithesis of who you are, who says that she may not revert to that? I could be wrong, but I'm just saying.
That's interesting.
And that's why I'm the Haitian abomination.
Well, thank you for plugging my TV show. I'm Just Saying is on television. You can go to my website, I'mJustSayingTV.com, and pick up a lot more comments about this. So thank you so much for calling, Don. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, dear.
It's a good point for us to discuss the issues that are out here now facing women who are interested in being married. Now, interestingly enough, the ladies that I know that I've spoken to, and there are several, none of them have children. So they're single and they do not have children. So if, for those guys who are looking for women who don't have kids to consider them as an option for a serious mate or wife or whatever, there are tons still that do not have children, have not been married before, and they are still, you know, looking for partners. So I'm not really sure, you know, that that may or may not be the issue for everybody. But I do know both men and women who say, listen, I don't want to be with somebody who has offspring. I know just as many women who say that they don't want to date men with kids. And as a matter of fact, interestingly enough, women say that it's much more common, let me rephrase that, it's much more difficult, if you will, to find a guy without children than it is for them to have other friends or whatever, that girlfriends that don't have kids. So in other words, they say in the men, it's more likely that they have, you know, sprinkled children all around the, you know, their state or whatever. They've got kids all over the place, more than one. And it's more difficult for women, they're saying, to find a guy who is doesn't have children and whose attention will not be divided between their household and another. And another thing, you know, and this was really very interesting, is not only are they concerned about what kind of relationship they may have with the gentleman's children, but they're also concerned about the income that has to be split between their household and the other household. So if they have, that might be a whole other show that we need to discuss, so I won't go on too far there because we are getting close to time where we'll have to transition from Adam Will, I've got to ask Kathleen. But I just want to go back to the ladies that are on hold right here. Sharon, just wanted to ask you if you had any comments about what all of these folks said, you know, reserving, you know, for women, making sure that they are hunted, if you will, or making men wait, or presenting themselves in a certain manner so that men will be more attracted to them, and whether or not this comment about kids, you know, I know it doesn't apply to you, but do you have any opinion about that? And Shawnee, too, your mic is open as well.
Well, absolutely. This is Sharon. Like one of the gentlemen, he mentioned the traditional wife or the traditional woman. The traditional woman, you know, some men want a woman that cooks, that can clean. You don't have to cook every night. You don't have to clean, you know, but you should know how to. You have women that refuse to do it. They refuse to do it, and that is somewhat of a turnoff from a man. I mean, you also have to look at it. A woman looks for a man if she has a father in the house and has done well for the family. She's going to want to look for a mate to do the same thing. Same thing with a man. He's going to want to find a woman that cooks for him, that cleans. He, you know, it's the 50-50. So if this man has this notion in his head, well, my mom did this, and I'm looking for a woman that can at least do this, and she can't, that's a turnoff. Now, you could be great in the bed, but that's not all. A man wants someone who can cook, who can clean, who can communicate, who is being that traditional wife, that traditional mother.
Right, absolutely. Well, that is the symbol that we're closing out on Adam Where Art Thou. So, folks, everybody on Adam, if you want to call in, we're going to hang out a few more minutes, 909-665-9189. And thanks for listening on Adam Where Art Thou. And we're going to start now with Ask Kathleen, which is the follow-up to Adam Where Art Thou, where we just kind of recap and talk about what we've talked about earlier and just kind of get final thoughts and wrap it up and see, you know, what did we get out of this discussion and maybe where it should go. So, Shawnee, if you're still on the line, Shawnee from Queens, if you're still on, your mic is open, and it would be great to hear your thoughts about this if you have any. Shawnee from Queens, are you still there? Maybe she has her mic muted. But just kind of, let me see if the caller, 912, caller from the 912, oh, she hung up. Learn how to do the board still. Caller from Virginia, 912 area code. Did you have a comment or any takeaways from the call that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think it is exactly, I agree with the gentleman, with the lady that said that a lot of times people don't know how to be married. I totally agree with that. I have a friend who is trying to learn the transition as we speak, you know. She's going into newlywed, and she's trying to adjust to the life of a married person instead of someone who's single, and she's 35.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard. A lot of people don't talk about the adjustments and the things you have to do to be a wife and the submission and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I that's a really important point. And to learn what that whole submission thing means, what exactly does that mean? Does it mean I have to give up everything that I want for myself and, you know, or do I have to change who I am in order to submit? And certainly I don't think that that's true. I definitely don't believe that that's true, and I don't believe that that's the attitude with which we go into marriage. But again, without the examples, you know, Sharon, just like you were saying, without the examples of, grandparents and parents who have been married for years, it is difficult to say, okay, well, I know how to do this, or I know what submission means, or I'm willing to sit down and talk to you and work this through and see how we can make it happen. So I think that those are really good, really, really important points. So I'm just going to go down the line and just ask everybody, you know, what are your takeaways from this? I'd like to post the takeaways after the show up on Facebook. You know, what did we accomplish, and what do you think that we can offer to some women? The next time you hear a woman say, I want to be married, what can we tell her? Shawnee, I'll start with you since you were just talking. Oh, I'm sorry. Call from Virginia. I didn't get your name, actually, from Virginia, 912 area, but I'll start with you since you were just closing out.
My takeaway is that it's no real magical answer as to what you need to get married or how to find a good man or woman. The thing is, it happens for different people at different times in their lives. And if you're a person who believes in God, that it will just happen for you when he feels you're ready. But you do have to be open, and you do have to know yourself before you take that leap.
Excellent point. And the caller from Queens, 646 area code, your number ends in 4358. Are you still on the line? I know she's here, but maybe her line is muted. Okay, and Sharon, tell me, what are our takeaways for tonight?
I have to agree with the last caller that if you don't know yourself, you're really not going to find somebody as your soulmate. There really isn't no real answer to how you get to the altar. I don't think that should be the main thing that, okay, I need to get to the altar. Think about other things, and that will come into play later on. When you're ready for it, you'll know. Sometimes
that's
it works
a great
for people.
Point.
Sometimes it's for people. Sometimes it's not for people. But when you're really looking for it and you're really, really working hard at it, and then you're going to find the wrong people, and you're going to make the wrong decision, and that's what you definitely don't want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, one of the things that I found was that when you are thinking about your status, single status, relationship, and you're talking to people, let's say, for example, talking to a guy, and he tells you who he is and what he wants. And I think that it is problematic when women say, you know what, I can change him. he doesn't really mean that, or he doesn't really know me. so I can be the person to change him from who he says he is to who I want him to be. And that, I think, is a major, major mistake. When people tell you who they are and what they want and what they're looking for, believe them. Believe them, because they pretty much know who they are and what they want. And in listening to someone describe themselves and what they're looking for, then take an honest assessment of who you are and what you believe will be a perfect, a good match for you. And of course, as everybody else has said too, as well, you know, pray about it and be connected to God to make sure that spiritually that person is a match for you. But if you even know, just based on what they say, that it doesn't work, then don't try to force it to work, because that's just a recipe for failure. That's just a plain old recipe for failure. And if the person, I've seen this also, if the person is what you consider to be perfect for you, or what you're looking for, let's say he fits that list, for example. He fits the list, and you're like, oh, wow, he's 6'5", he's, you know, what, tall, dark, handsome, you know, this, that, the other, the other, the other, the other. And you know that you are not prepared for that guy, then go back to the drawing board and do whatever it is that you feel it would be necessary for you to be ready for that person. Don't try to lie about who you are and try to present yourself as the person that you think he wants, because after all is said and done and the real you shows up, he's like, what? Who is this woman? Certainly she's not the woman that I, you know, that I married, and this is not what I signed up for. So, you know, that I think also is one of the things that has been popping up all over the place. People are like, well, he's not who he said he was, or she's not who she said she was, or as soon as we got married, she changed. He changed, she gained weight, he stopped taking me out, you know, all that other stuff is really key. I think. What do you think, Sharon?
I agree. when you do all of those bells and whistles, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't. You got to keep it simple.
And keep it real, you know, keep it real, too, you know. And sometimes people change, and just like I'm sure you have dealt with this, Sharon, in 16 years, things change, and you change with them, you know.
Yeah.
That commitment is something that I think is really pretty serious. You know, being able to commit to anything. You know, I'm going to commit to quit smoking. I'm going to commit to make my marriage work. And there's no other option but, you know, hanging in there. Right. And having both people with that same mindset. We're going to commit to this, and we're going to hang in there and do everything that we can do imaginable to make it work. And know that test is not necessarily going to come in the first 6 months or the first year. It might be year 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, where you have to, you know, reevaluate and recommit and rededicate your lives to each other and all that stuff. And when you're really pissed off and, you know, oh, my gosh, she's getting on my nerves, that might be time to say, oh, you know what, let's regroup and get back to where we were, because it's work. You know, I'm not even married now, and I know it's work. It takes a lot of work and dedication and commitment. It just really does. It's the same thing with your kids. You can't throw them out. You know they'll
even
make you mad.
You want to. You know, sometimes you want to. You want to throw them out, but you can't. So you're like, listen, this is a done deal. Let's try to work this out. And it has to be a both 50-50 plan. He has to want to work it out, and she has to want to work it out. If it's only him that wants to work it out and she doesn't, it's not going to work. Vice versa, same thing. Both of you have to come to an understanding that, listen, we both want to work this out. Regardless what the problems are, we want to be with each other.
That's the main core thing.
That communication is so important. If you don't communicate, then you're breaking the whole
logistics of your relationship and your marriage down, because it is that communication, your communication is what makes sure what makes your marriage stay together.
Mm. And saying what you mean and meaning what you say, right?
Absolutely. 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 You're right. You're right. And I'm glad you said that, because you can communicate, and you can communicate a bunch of crap, but you communicate some, you know, what you really feel and what you mean, and, you know, regardless of how it is, and then you just work it out, then fine. Or even if you don't work it out that moment, you're communicating. You're letting them know your feelings.
That's right. So, Sharon, we didn't have you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and what your and a little bit about your business as well.
Oh, well, I do a couple of things. My husband and I have our own computer support business. It's called NetStruck, and you can contact us via email at info@netstruck, that's NETSTRUC.net. And we pretty much do remote services. We do computer support for small, medium-sized businesses and home-based businesses. And we also created our own network organization called NetStruck Networks, and that's just to bring businesses together, to let people know about each other, each other's businesses, and just to build and create more of a relationship among other businesses. But that's what my husband and I do.
That's awesome. And that's great, too, that that you all work together. You know, I've always really admired that. I think that's wonderful. I just want to run down a couple of before we close out, I want to run down a couple of comments from the chat room. Jay Early said, Kathleen, please tell the ladies to stop wanting to have the baby of every man they meet and think they're in love with. Then we won't have so many single parents raising their kids alone. That was one point. And Jay Early, you can hear him on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. He's got a Jay's Drive Time show. And Jay Early again also said kids can't help how they got here. If the man wants the woman and she has children, it's a package deal. And there was another comment that I thought was really important. Jay Early again. Beautiful Butterfly said women are just pulling stuff out the freezer and sticking it in the oven, probably the microwave oven. She said when she's cooking from scratch, women say to them, what? Oh, no, from scratch, that's too much. And Jay Early said that women need to take up a hobby like golfing, bowling, skiing, and those are places to go out and meet eligible men and hang out. So I thought that was really, really great. And over in the other chat room, we have a couple of comments as well. Let's see. Men should love the whole woman, which includes her biological liabilities or her kids. That's from Pianki. And another key factor is the high incarceration rate and abortion patterns amongst Black women. And the most likely place for a girl to experience what to expect from a husband would have been her observation of her father and the relationship he demonstrates with the mother. And that's Pianki also. So that's really, really good comments and really interesting talk. So I just want to thank everybody for being here and sharing that information tonight. I think it's necessary for us to have this, have these talks and see what people are thinking and see what we can offer to folks as a positive, something positive, to take something positive away from it, and also to see what kinds of things they might be able to do to change if they happen to be in the situation where they are interested in marriage, they're interested in a relationship, what kinds of things can they do to change it, especially, just like Butterfly said, especially right now around the holidays, people are feeling, sad and lonely and single and swearing that they won't spend another holiday alone, da-da-da-da-da. You know, what can they do to make a difference? And certainly I would suggest, for one thing, don't let it get you down. Go out, go to some holiday events, go to some holiday parties, get out, see the tree, go to a play, you know, just and put yourself in a position to meet some people for sure and spend some time with family. And if you can't stand your family, spend some time with them anyway. Talk to them and improve some relationships and you know, try to increase your whole love dimension all the way around you and have it make a difference. And if there's some things to change, change them, you know, and consider that. Talk to some folks and let them know you're looking and see if they can't help connect you with some other people. Sharon, do you think that's a good point? You think those are some things that people could do?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? Because my phone was going in and out.
Oh, no, I was saying, do you think those are, what are some things that women can do to meet some guys? I was suggesting that they, you know, go out, get out, go to some holiday parties anyway, even if you have to go alone, you know, just be out there and let your friends know that you're single and you're interested in going out. Okay, so I don't want anybody to yell at me telling me I was telling folks to look for a man.
But, you know what I noticed? Let me tell you something what I noticed, Kathleen. Misery loves company. Misery loves company. You have some friends that are happy that they have the click that they don't have a man. And when you see one that is actually looking for a man, they discourage them because they're like, why do you even want to go through that? They cheat, they this, they that, da, da, you got to do this. They want to change you. They want to do this. And, you know, it's just like,
yeah.
Because maybe they had a bad relationship. So I would say for the holidays, women that are looking, you know, first and foremost, always you got to stay positive. Always upkeep yourself. Never drop your standards. Never, ever drop your standards. If a gentleman comes and he is polite and nice and gives you a compliment, you know, okay, fine. That might lead to something. It may not. But answer him. Say thank you. Thank you for the compliment. You know, if they're rude, you know, that's how you know that you got to step. But you have some gentlemen that give some genuine compliments, and it might lead to a conversation. And so, you know, sometimes I say, you know, if you got a really good friend that supports you, yeah, go out with that good friend. I don't recommend going out with a group of girls or a group of girlfriends and you're looking for somebody. I don't recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen.
Those are good points, though. Those are good points. And I do think it's really important to stay positive. I don't care if you've been single for 30 years. Stay positive.
Yeah,
that
you
might be
stay
why
positive.
You're single for 30 years if you're not. So stay positive. Never lose hope. Because there are some phenomenal men, single available men around. And so if you're positive and you're, like Sharon said, keeping yourself up, you know, do whatever it is that makes you happy and keeps you happy, then you're more likely to draw to you someone who's in that same space. Because if you're negative, then, you know, somebody positive is not going to want to be around that, and that you're just not going to draw that person. So, you know, do all those things. And some self-improvement is always great, self-improvement classes.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying anything's wrong necessarily with you, but, you know, there's always something you can learn, always something you can do that will you know, keep you upbeat and teach you something a little extra, something that you can get involved in, add another hobby, whatever it is, you know, that you can do. And the more that you put yourself out there and you're feeling good about yourself and feeling positive, you know, the more likely you are to draw that same thing to you. And I don't see anything wrong with letting people know that you're not single by choice. I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, no, just because I'm single doesn't mean I'm single by choice. You know, so if you know somebody and you want to, you know, whatever, that's fine. So I think that's important, too. Because sometimes people think you are, you know, if you've been single for a long time, they think you're single by choice. So I think it's a good point to get that out there. So it's 8:49. I see a caller from 215 area code on. I don't know. Let me see. caller from the 215 area code. Do you have any comments or comments?
It's me again, Kathleen. It's not going to close. If you look in your chat room, I posted a few more comments.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, yes, you did. So why don't you share it with us while you're on the line?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me scroll back down. No, my comments have to do with the fact that sometimes we're victims of our choices.
Though, one that I don't really want to talk about, but the other one is fine.
Yeah, it's a victim of the choices. Basically, sometimes you like what you like, and just tell me, sometimes that which you're attracted to is not the type that's marriage material, and you got to deal with the consequences, you know? Sometimes, in a lot of cases, the men who are monogamy-minded and stuff, they may not have the social skills or the social prestige. They're not interesting, so. And if you want to go with what's interesting, that may not be the type that wants to settle down. That just boils down to that.
Yeah, that's another really good point too to think about, is just really considering your choices. And we talked a little bit about that earlier, but I like the idea, the comment that you mentioned in the chat room about the boring guy. You know, people considering, certain ladies are looking for, if I can translate that a little bit, sometimes ladies are looking for the thug and not the straight-laced guy that they think is really boring. And I think, doesn't Chris Rock talk about that? He says that nobody was interested in him before he became a celebrity. He couldn't find anybody to date. And kind of, when you, if you ever watch Everybody Hates Chris, you look at some of the skits that they have and the issues that he had with girls when he was younger. But I hear men say that a lot, that, you know, they're straight-laced or they're considered corny by women and women are not interested in them. And that might be something that you want to take a look at if you're a woman looking for a guy. Maybe think about, changing changing what you're attracted to or considering something other than you would normally be attracted to. That's what I mean to say, considering somebody other than that. And so thank you, Don. And I have another person calling from an unknown number on the line. So let's see, you're unknown, your mic is open. Do you want to share who this is and where you're calling from?
Well, I wouldn't say my number was unknown. But I would just say
unknown to me.
I know. You know what? I wasn't even playing with you. Talking about as it was unknown. But you know, as I was listening, you know how I think I've said this before on the show, that you draw people who are more like you. So whatever energy that you put out is what you get back. Sometimes you just don't know what it is that you're putting out there. So that's always an issue of not knowing what you're putting out, because you're getting it back and being reflective. So when you start saying that people are no good, or I always see these no good folks, you have to just kind of change your energy and do something different to have different results.
That's a great point. That is a great point. And that was one of the things that I think is, people were kind of alluding to. But to get a different result, I think that's really a great way to sum this all up, is changing what you're doing so that you can get a different result. What is that saying again, Jerome? If you always do what you've always done, you'll always
I can't remember. I know what you're talking about. But if you always did what you've always done, you always get what you always had, kind of thing. But you do have to be, conscious about that and know that you're putting out the same energy. If you find yourself attracted to the same people you did since high school, you need to know you need to change your story. Stop talking about the same things and start doing something different, because if you don't change the energy that you have about you, you won't change your draw. And so it's all in you and how you change how you look at life. I know as I went around when people were campaigning, they said, hey, we we don't see men like the president, for example, as stature is concerned. And I said, there's a lot of people like that. You just can't see them. And so that's always an issue of not being able to see, not having the ability to see people who are standing right in front of you.
Right in front of you. Right in front of you. And all ages, too, because I've seen, you know, I sit down and watch, like, Black Enterprise and some of these other programs, and we don't have enough of them. But today I saw some incredible people on Our Black World and Black Enterprise and some of the other shows that you just kind of stumble upon. And you see some of the folks that are doing some incredible things in the community and so forth. And they're single. You know, they're single. Some of them are doing wonderful things, and they just might not be in the places that you expect. And certainly you're not drawing them if you're speaking negatively, because they're out there, you know, hitting the pavement, doing some really positive things and surrounding themselves with some really positive people. So I agree totally, 100%, Jerome. Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Tell everybody about your show and where we can find your fabulous news program.
Oh, well, Jerome Esprit, host EspritNet News, on Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern on this network.
Okay, great.
Or you can find us on EspritRadio.SoloSyracuse.com. My fault.
EspritRadio.SoloSyracuse.com. Great. All right, everybody. So thank you so much for your time and your calls. We've got one more break to take real quick. We're going to play a PSA really quickly. We'll be back and close out the show. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hey, dads, what are you doing at the start of the school year? Why not take the time to take your child to school? In September, we celebrate Dads Take Your Child to School Day. Our children need us. It's important for them to know we care. Find out when your child's school celebrates this event and join with fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, and mentors in taking your child to school together. Then stay involved. Your child will love it and do better in school.
This is a message from the State and City of New York.
Cool. So we are just about to head into the last week of the year. Is that something else? I'm telling you, the last week of the year, next Sunday is Christmas. And the Sunday after that, and then we're going into New Year's Eve and starting 2012. And I, listen, 2012? I can't even believe that we're going into 2012. So whatever it is that you have set out for yourself as a goal for 2011, it's not too late. It's not too late. You still have two good weeks to get there, even if it is that you wanted to lose some weight. I was talking to a good friend of mine who's a trainer, and he said, you know, you can lose 2 to 4 pounds safely a week. So you could literally start 2012 8 pounds lighter if you wanted to. And according to my quantum friend, it's a matter of changing your thoughts. Isn't that right, Jerome?
That's right. I'm glad you were listening. Yes.
Is a matter of changing your thought process and letting that take you where you want to go. And, you know, some of the other things that you want to do, just start focusing on them. Just really start pulling out the, out of your mind and onto some paper or onto your vision board and start focusing on what it is that you want to achieve and want to do. And so walking to 2012 doing it as opposed to just thinking about it. So, Sharon, I know you have a lot of fabulous things coming up. Do you want to take a few seconds, 30 seconds, to tell us about what you have coming up next?
What do I have coming up? Well, we just had a great event on last past Monday, which you attended, and MedStruck Networks. And so January, just stay tuned. You know, January we're going to be doing a lot of network mixers with a lot of, promoting business, small businesses that just needs to expand their clientele, as well as MedStruck, you know, LLC, our computer business. And, you know, we're looking for sponsors. So if anybody is looking to, sponsor with us or even come out to our events are free. And we do them in both Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island. So you can just reach out to us.
And Sharon, I just want to let you know that you were the first caller on the line tonight, so you are the winner of the tickets to see Mountaintop, the fabulous play that's on Broadway right now with Samuel L. Jackson and Angela
Bassett.
You're
kidding!
yes, it's a stunning and inspiring Broadway play about the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So everyone, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully you'll be a winner next week. God bless you all. Have an incredible week. We'll talk to you next time, and we thank you for calling in. This is Kathleen Williams, and you're listening to Ask Kathleen. Signing out now. Have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.